Please find a comfortable posture. Keep your back straight. Gently close the eyes. Beautiful Saturday morning. You all are here at this beautiful sanctuary temple. Temple is clean, organized, beautiful place. Now what you are going to do, you are going to make your own temple in your own mind. That is the purpose of this sitting. Take a deep, long breath, then release, let go. Relax your body, relax your mind. Experienced relaxation and peace. Feel harmony with your body. Feel close to yourself. Now send your loving thoughts towards yourself, thinking, may I be well. May I be happy. May I be peaceful. We all know. Always we are not well, happy and peaceful. But when you are repeating these three words, you are making your intention in your mind. I'm going to be well, I'm going to be happy and peaceful. Intention become karma or action. After you make that intention to be well, happy and peaceful, then this moment, today, maybe tomorrow, day by day, little by little, you are working on these three words. May I be well. May I be happy. May I be peaceful. Without loving yourself, very difficult for you to love others. Therefore, no matter what is happening around the world, in the country, in the society, our job is taking care of ourselves, find inner peace. Then we are working with other people to make some peace in the world. Therefore, in this moment, check within yourself how you feel, how you think, how you understand. Then repeat to yourself, well, happy and peaceful. Now send your loving thoughts towards your family. My mother, my father, my grandparents, be well, be happy, be peaceful. My children, grandchildren, brothers and sisters, uncle and aunts, whoever you call family, please wish them well. Now send your loving thoughts towards whole world. May all living beings be well, be happy, be peaceful. Different people, different parts of the world, different countries, different continents, different ethnic groups, may all of them be well, be happy, be peaceful. Now slowly turn your attention to your breath, which is your life. Every breath you take in, take out, is taken mindfully. Focus on your natural, ordinary breath. If you want to change your posture, please change at any time. Please be kind to your body. It is okay to change. Now observe your mind, observe your body. Your body is relaxed, your mind is calm, tranquil and peaceful. Now bring your palms together close to your heart. Make a strong determination to practice meditation every day, regularly, with diligence and patience. Understand how important this meditation practice. Keep yourself well, happy, peaceful and balanced. May peace be with you. May you be well. May you be happy. May you be peaceful. Thank you very much. Please open your eyes. Let's do our chanting. Namo tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Anicca vata saṅkhārā uppāda vaya dhammino uppajjitvā nirujjanti thesaṁ upa samosukho sabbe sattā avērā hontu. Sabbe sattā abhyāpajjā hontu. Sabbe sattā anīgā hontu. Sabbe sattā sukhī attānaṃ pari. Mano pubbhaṅgamā dhammā. Mano settā manomayā. Manasāce paduttena bhāsati vā karoti vā. Dukkha manveti Chakkang vahato padang manopumbang gamadamma mano setta manomaya manasache pasannena bhasati va karoti va tato nan sukha manveti chayav anupayini. We believe.
We believe in generosity towards others. We believe the skillful noble cat is marked by generosity. We believe generosity has many goals. Think generously, speak generously, act generously. We believe generosity is the power of our spiritual practice, and this practice allows us to become more open.
My wish.
May I be known in all times, both now and forever, a protector for those without protection, a guide for those who have lost their way, a ship for those in the ocean cross, a sanctuary for those in danger, a lamp for those without light, a place of refuge for those who lack shelter, and a servant to all in need.
Okay, good morning everybody.
Good morning.
Okay, first I want to tell you something. Other day somebody asked me, what is the purpose of chanting? Then I asked, do you sing? Then he said yes. Then I asked, what is the purpose of your singing? Then he said, I just singing. I said, just chant then. Very simple, right? You know, don't make a big deal out of it. And so I love to chant, but most of the time I don't chant. The monks are, you know, he knows really well because he's the big chanter. And so you will hear he's chanting December 14th. How beautiful his voice, right? Because I'm chanting too, but nothing. But only time I'm chanting when I come to the temple here. So that short chant really helped me. So you can see we are reading the meaning. We are not praising to somebody. We are, you know, chanting about loving kindness, compassion, and the practice. Okay, that's the purpose. So therefore, if you are interested to chant, you can chant. If not, just be quiet. You know, that's it. Very simple. There's no any big deal with that. Okay, so I want to ask you a question. How many people are making grocery list? Me too. Otherwise I forget, right? Most of you making a grocery list when you are doing the grocery? I have a little note on the fridge. I'm always, me and Rahul always writing down. He always telling me he's the one doing the groceries anyway. So he's asking, if you need anything, please write it there. So why you are doing the grocery list?
To remember.
To remember. Very good. Yeah. Okay, now I am going to ask you, let's make a list today. Let's make a list of the problems we have. Okay, let's make a list. What are the problems you have? No problems? Over emotional. What else?
Worry about losing
the job. I'm broke. Okay. Okay. Anybody?
Missing my train.
Yeah, missing your train. Okay. Problems. Let's make a list.
I'm attached to something that.
Okay. Okay. Good. Okay. That's a good list. Yeah. Okay, good, good. Anybody? Yes? Okay, good. What else? Okay, no worrying for the Christmas present. Big list is coming, right? What else? Right. Yeah. Okay, good. Now think about life. The day we born into this world, the moment you are leaving this world, what is happening? What is happening? Impermanence. Always we have some changes and problems keep coming, right? So they keep coming. So my point, when you have those problems, what do you do with them?
Learn
from it, which is wonderful if you
sweep
can.
Them under the rug.
Oh, okay. Hide it under the rug, right? Yeah. So what it that means? You know, Gus? Putting under the rug?
Ignoring
it. Then what will happen if you hide it?
Get worst.
Remember, sometimes when we are hiding things, we cannot remember where we hide them. Then middle of nowhere, we find it out. Oh my God, what I did, right? So therefore, do you think that's a perfect solution? No. What else you are doing with your problems?
Face them.
Yeah, face them. Then? Okay, if you can. Okay. So most time when we have problems, we hide them, we ignore them, we go and distract with something else. When we have problems, then we forget about it. Sometimes people going a little bit further. So people want to deal with that. Then people use drugs. It's a big thing here in the country. And also alcohol. And other addiction will happen because why is that? Why people go in those kind of direction?
To numb.
That means
To escape. To
escape, right? To numb, to escape. So why is that we don't like those problems? So whatever problems you talk about, I don't have a drug problem, but. Right? So the whatever problems you are going through, as a human being, I am going through the same problems. Whatever physical, or we can make it two categories, physical problems and mental problems. Physical or mental. Is there problems than those two?
Emotional
problems. What else? Spiritual problems, you know, whatever problems, right? So usually when we have problems, most of people, first they label, I don't like it. I don't like it. Then you are try to find the temporary solutions. Temporary solutions, we call temporary, that means it will come back to you. So this is my, you know, fun analogy. Now think about when you have headache.
I said so many times this. When you have headache, what is the quick thing you do? Take a pill. What kind of pill you are taking? Aspirin, Tylenol, Advil, whatever, right? So, did you read the box? You know, American people are very good with that. Always we are reading before you take it. Otherwise, maybe it's poison too, right? When you read the box, you know, especially Tylenol, Advil, aspirin, what it says? Temporary relief. Temporary relief. It means it will come back. It says every 4 hours, take them. So you know that. You are going to fix them temporary, but you know that still you are keep doing it. Anyway, so now I recently found something interesting for myself, my practice. Usually we don't like problems. When you say, I don't like problems, it means problems stop coming to you. No, they are keep coming. So therefore, what I am doing now, I'm kind of studying and practicing it. I'm welcoming problems. I'm going to like them. Oh my God, I get 2 problems today. How wonderful. Joyful. Okay, I have 2 problems today. I have 3 problems today. You know, other day I was in the emergency room. I was in the hospital. How wonderful, I'm in the hospital. So, personally, we don't like it. But it is the reality. Then I was laying in the hospital bed late night, you know, in the emergency room. I was thinking, oh my God, I'm in the hospital. And then I was thinking, I don't like it. Then tomorrow morning I had to go back to the temple and I'm thinking all those things. Then I was thinking, worrying about it doesn't help. Now I'm going to like it. How wonderful. I have time in the hospital. I'm resting, nice caring. People come and talking to me, smiling to me. I'm going to like it. Why? I don't have an option. I cannot take all the wires out and run out. I can do it if I want to, but I don't want to do that. So anyway, there is a situation now. I'm going to accept it. So when I'm accepting it, what will happen? It will pass. Then, when you're accepting it, you know, Steve, you said, you know, deal with it, right? You know, accepting it, deal with it. Then when you are dealing with it, what will happen? You are learning from it. You are going to have lots of life experiences. So what I'm asking, if you born in the world, the problems are obvious. You cannot avoid them. If a person cannot avoid them, please let me know. I'm going to join to your party. Right? And also, we cannot run away from it. So, what Siddhartha did? Now Siddhartha, when he was in the palace, the Buddha, what he did? He also ran away. What he did? He ran away from the problems. You know, there is a problem, he ran away. But his going away is different. When he leaving the palace, when he experienced the problem, he has a different intention. He recognized there is a problem, which is wonderful. We know there is a problem, it's not deep in our heart. So he recognized there is a problem in my life, in this existence, in this society, there is a problem. If you or he or me recognize if there is a problem, what is next? Yes, you always solve that? Act on it, okay. Some people do that, okay. Most of the time, act on the problem. What else? Observe it more closely then? Investigate. Wonderful, I like that word, investigate. Investigating what? Suffering. Okay. Right, that's what I was looking for the word. Then you are thinking, what is the cause for this problem? Do you look for the cause? That's what you look for the problem. When you have a problem, you look for the cause. I'm asking you all.
Yes.
Okay, good. Look for the cause. So then you recognize this is the cause. Then you are thinking, I want to remove the cause. The problem is in you. I want to remove the cause. Then what happened? Seek guidance, remove the cause of the problem. Then you are finding the solution. How to solve the problem. So, that is what we call the Four Noble Truths in the Buddhist teaching. Do you think it is religious? Those four things? No, that's universal. It doesn't matter I'm a Buddhist monk. It doesn't matter you are a mother or father or a priest or the president of the country. What will happen? Same for everybody. Same for everybody. So my way of seeing things, now usually people don't like problems. But I change my perspective about it. I'm trying to study more about it and learn and practice. I'm welcoming problem. I'm going to like them. I'm going to like them. Why I'm going to like them? If I don't like or dislike them, I don't have any other options. If I am dislike them, I'm creating more problems. What I'm doing every day, like a spring, problems, physical, mental, emotional problems keep coming to life. Then I'm going to welcome them. I'm going to looking at them. I can see the cause. I can see the solution, how to eliminate it, how to find the peace. Instead of doing that, what we are doing now? What we are doing now? Huh?
Denial.
Denial, yes, that's a denial. So, that's a really good thing, do you think?
No,
it is not solving. Denial thing, oh, I can see you are enjoying it. Why I say that? I used to do that. I enjoy it. Why? When I have problem, I don't feel bored. Did you see that? When you have problems, I don't feel bored. Why? I have something to talk. I have something to complain. I have something to be angry. I have something to be busy. Now think about, you are not busy with your problem, you don't have something to worry about your problem. Think about it, you don't have all those things at all. How beautiful life is.
Unrealistic. Huh?
It's unrealistic. Right, exactly. But
huh? It's a little boring.
Yes, a little boring. So then you are looking for something to distract.
Exciting.
So now yesterday he came from Michigan. Before he come, I'm by myself. I wake up by myself. I'm eating by myself. Then I sleep by myself. I don't have anybody to sleep. And so I'm driving by myself. I'm teaching myself. I go to exercise myself. Then I went to the hospital myself, emergency room, late night. Then I came out hospital by myself. I was thinking all those things last few days. Then I was thinking, oh my God, even I don't believe a God, but I use that word, oh my God, because I'm in this country now. And so, oh my God, how wonderful. I came alone myself. I didn't have twins, right? So I just came by myself to the world. Now, I'm living by myself. Then, one day when I'm dying, I can say, Dhamma Vihara, please die with me. Let's go together. I can tell him. He said, what the heck with you? No. I'm 28, 9 years old. I don't want to die with you. He doesn't want to join to my party. Go to hell, you die. Right? So maybe he will say that to me. So I know he is not coming with me. So that means I came along, I'm doing everything alone, but other people around me, I know if I call Rebecca, please, you know, always she call me too. And so anytime Bhante, I'm coming, even 10 o'clock at night, don't worry, I keep my phone on, you can call me anytime. I know people will come. I know I will get lots of help and support. But I know in reality, I am by myself. So please understand that. Therefore, don't enjoy suffering. So other thing, what will happen, people get used to suffering. Sometimes people say, oh, I don't have options. I don't have options. Actually, we do. We do. But people don't want to look for those options. Why? When you see options, I realize you have to work on them. People are lazy. You know, instead of working on those good options, being lazy, suffering is easy for people. I ask you today, let's do a 4-hour retreat here, then sit meditation for 1 hour. Do you like it? Oh, instead of that, I say, hey, Ryan, sorry, use your name. Hey, Ryan, how about this? After meditation, can we go for bowling? Then you say, yeah, let's go, right? You know, so people do that. People like those fun stuff. It doesn't mean I'm not asking you, don't do those fun things. Please do. But same time, you can have a fun rest of your life if you understand these things. Then you can do bowling really well. Then you can go to a party real well. So what I really seen in the society, in myself, we get used to this suffering. So how we get used to this pain and suffering, we are not looking for solutions. However, we are handling not mindful way, not loving way, you know, with medication or with some other help, however you are managing it temporarily, then you are accustomed to it. I think that's not good healthy choice for you. It is not good healthy choice for me. So if you really experience this pain, difficulties and challenge here and make peace here. So I have shared this story before. I'm going to remind you again this story. I was reading it, but I'm not a scientist. So I was reading this story. When you put a frog into the water, pot of water, then we are heating it and boiling the water. Then the real alive frog, what he does? Huh? Try to get out, right? That's a good, wise thing, try to get out. You know what frog is doing? Did you hear that story? You know what frog is doing? When the water is getting heat and, you know, start to boil, he's keep adjusting his whole body and system to that hot water. It's very interesting to me. Go and read it, right? He's keep adjusting. When you're taking the hot shower, I love hot water. I don't like cold, right? When you have hot water, I think I'm using lots of hot water, sorry for the temple. And so I love hot water. It's good, you know, winter time, I feel good. Then what is that means? When I use more hot water, I realize, I was thinking about the frog, I get used to that heat and more and more and more. Now, when Rahul was here, always he is complaining, house is too hot. Right? Why? I'm too cold, he's too hot. He turned, you know, put it down, put it up. You know, that's what we always going. Then I said, go to upstairs, go to basement or do something. Otherwise we cannot handle this. So we get used to cold or hot. That's the system. This frog adjusting his body to this heat. Instead of adjusting to this heat, what he has to do? Jump out. But he's enjoying hot water like me. then keep getting hard and hotter and hotter and hotter. Finally, what happened is he lose his what? Strength and energy. He cannot jump anymore. Finally, what will happen? He will die. So then I was realizing myself, when you get used to this suffering without solving, without understanding it, we are harming and hurting ourselves every single day. So therefore, what I am suggesting you today, understand this Four Noble Truths. Right? There's a problem, cause for the problem. If you see the cause of the problem, you can see there's a solution. I can eliminate it. It makes sense? Therefore, don't get used to suffering. So that means you cannot 100%, you cannot eliminate it, but you can change your mind and how you handle it, how you're thinking about it, mental and physical both. Otherwise, life will be very challenging rest of our lives. This makes sense? Life will be very challenging. So what do you do now in your life? However, you try to handle it. When you are handling it, most of the time I can see people don't have wisdom behind it to handle. So if you can bring awareness, the realistic awareness about life, to understand what is the cause and effect, that handle is different than the way you are handling it. So after you get into that kind of mindset, I realize people are not wasting their time anymore. Then they recognize life is short experience and also it is precious. You know, every time when I'm asking Todd, Todd, how are you doing? Sometimes he answers, I don't have time to suffer. You know, he always says that, I don't have time to suffer. That means we are suffering anyway, then we want to invest more time to suffer more. So therefore I'm asking you now today, hurry up. Hurry up. That's what I'm doing these days, hurry up. I know I have another 20 years maybe. But I'm guessing I have 20 years, but still not sure. Maybe I have 1 hour, not sure about. Does it make sense? Any thoughts, any questions? Yes.
Yeah, I like what you said about sort of reframing suffering and just enjoying it rather than suffering. And I think for me, when I'm thinking about my problems, that's already me labeling something as bad. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I have added a label of, I don't like this, this is bad, and then I'm not seeing it for just a situation on how to deal with it. I've already labeled it something bad. I don't want or something that's bad. So if you can, well, it's like saying loving your enemies. Mm-hmm. It's like if I've already labeled them my enemy, mm-hmm. it makes it much harder to love them.
Right,
rather
right.
Than just see them for who they are. So it's trying to remove those labels.
Right, exactly. So, everything is changing our perspective about the situation. After we change the perspective about the situation, that's what we call the mindfulness. So now in the Western psychology, what they do, what they say, cognitive behavioral therapy, big word, right? That's what I'm talking about. Cognitive behavioral therapy, the way you are thinking, we are so conditioned to this negative thinking about all the life matters. What I'm asking, put the positive perspective about the situation. That, that positive perspective about the situation, that is the reality of life, which is you cannot run away from it. Instead of trying to push it and run away from it, looking at it lovingly, this is the way it is right now, I'm going to handle it, which is wonderful. Then I'm going to learn from it, what Steve or somebody said that. It's a wonderful way to think about. Now think about I'm not going to talk about the politics, right? So now think about the after election. I was very busy Why? Why is that? Right after the election, even the day people start vote last day, then people are bombarding the messages for me, Bhante, oh, I did my vote. I am worrying about it. I don't know what is going to happen. Oh my God, how do you feel? Did you vote? And, you know, so then they are worrying about me. You know, like a few, maybe 8 years ago, I was in Las Vegas. That time also there was an election. So somebody called me and said, Bhante, you know what? You know, now, tomorrow, going to all the borders going to close. I said, so? Do you have your passport, Sri Lankan passport? I said, I don't have a Sri Lankan passport, but I am dual citizenship, but I don't have a passport. I have one passport, American passport. So right now, call the embassy in DC, get your Sri Lankan passport. I said, why? I don't want to. No, Bhante, take your passport. I asked, why? Anytime, quickly, you can leave the country. Because all the borders going to close and everything stop, and you know, then you are stuck here in this country. Then I said, my friend, don't worry about it. If something happened in this country, I'm going to stay with you here. I'm going to die here with you all. Don't worry about it. So nothing happened. So he projecting fear in his own mind, suffering, and projecting that fear. He was trying, you know, he was kind and compassionate towards me, but what he's projecting, his projection. If I am not mindful, I get that fear too. So I'm not talking of the politics. Therefore, people, what I'm suggesting you, life continuously, moment to moment, everything is changing. Whatever happened today, tomorrow is totally different story. Whatever happened tomorrow, next day is a different story. Maybe good thing may happen, maybe bad thing may happen. Whatever thing happen, there is no choices for us. Just deal it, handle it, accept it, learn from it, die from it. That's it. Other than that, nothing much we can do. So therefore, suffering is optional. You did it. You know that, but you don't think like that. You can say it, but thinking opposite. Any questions? Yes.
Well, I don't know if it's a question, but one thing that just made me think of was like that one of the opposite ends of the spectrum would be like becoming so comfortable that someone doesn't change, or they just stuck in their ways, or you know, they're just like, well, I'm just me, you know, and they just stay that person forever and don't evolve or progress.
That's impossible in our world because the person will not just stay the same, they'll deteriorate.
That's true.
Yeah. So, you know, people will change, people will do mean things, you know, always like that. Yeah. Anything else? One last question?